Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Hello, good morning. Yes, welcome to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish speaking peoples. My name is Jesse, and this is Speak Up, of course, where we talk about a whole bunch of different things. And today's show is no different. We have a real grab bag, a whole bunch of different little bits and pieces of talking and other news-ish things going on. But first, we are joined by correspondent Stephen Fan. Stephen, hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm actually, it's funny because I'm on the way to the airport going to Colombia, and the show I'm going to introduce right now is actually a show from Colombia about Colombia. So I'm not going to get to see it because the show premieres tomorrow in Vancouver for its Vancouver tour, but I'm sure whoever will be watching it is going to be enjoying it immensely. And yeah, it's called The City of Otters, La Ciudad by the Los Otros, and it's by a playwright named Sankofa Danzafro of Colombia. And it's a really fascinating dance show presented by Dance House of Vancouver, because essentially it's a story that was created in celebration of the 159th anniversary of the abolition of slavery in Colombia. The wonderful thing about Colombia is that it's actually got the second largest Afro population in all of South America. Hmm. That's say directly after Brazil. So there's a huge Afro-Colombian heritage, and this dance show basically celebrates that. And it talks about the life of Colombians in cities, because cities can be a place of hospitality, loneliness, and it talks about how people build our communities, and it symbolizes that through dance. And it's just kind of this wonderful event that's kind of bringing together this incredibly rich heritage of Afro-Colombians. And it will be starting tomorrow, actually. It will be playing tomorrow at 8 p.m., as well as on Saturday, also at 8 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Vancouver Playhouse. The running time is 60 minutes with no intermission. The pre-show talk is at 7:15 p.m. for the evening performances and 1:15 p.m. for the matinee. And there's actually a post-show social following tomorrow's performance in the salon. I just want to give a really nice quote from the choreographer, Rafael Palacios. Dance is a voice in favor of equity. It helped us survive in times of slavery. It was our voice denied the word. It became a narrative, a memory, and a hope for the future. So that's this wonderful Afro-Colombian dance show, again, from a great sort of poser, called Sankofa Danzafro, and the show itself is called The City of Otters, and it's happening tomorrow. And I also want to drop a quick word on Early Music Vancouver, because I was able to speak with Suzy LeBlanc, the director of Early Music Vancouver. Early Music Vancouver is kind of a chamber orchestra, kind of almost choral type stuff that's kind of been happening in Vancouver for a very long time. In fact, Suzy LeBlanc, the director of Early Music Vancouver, she got her start as a soprano with Early Music Vancouver in the early 80s. And so she's come back to be the director, and they're putting on a whole bunch of really interesting performances all through the winter and spring. There's a digital concert, Chucuris, which kind of really cool Bolivian artists, and in a manner that's actually reminiscent of religious festivities. Remember, in all across South America, which is very Catholic, Carnival will be happening in the next week or so. And so that's very, very timely. There's also Quicksilver, which is happening in March 21st. And it's what they call early moderns. And it's kind of a cool mix of baroque and modern music. And there's also Dmitri Oblagin, and it has Beethoven, Homo, Mendelssohn, and Field. So it's all these really cool things. Early Music Vancouver is kind of about a little bit about baroque music, but it's also early music, and they play with authentic baroque and Renaissance instruments. It's a really, really cool experience. They have it all across really central locations like St. Andrew's Wesley and United and Christchurch Cathedral, and it's just kind of a really fun event. So yeah, these two things.
Yeah, and Early Music Vancouver, like you said, it's so cool to see them playing sort of the old, historic, authentic instruments, and to hear this kind of music in a space like the cathedrals and the churches, it really is a great experience. So I'll second your recommendation there.
Yeah, I just want to add that, you know, like Susie mentioned to me that actually one of the reasons the sound from the violins of that era is so rich is that it's made from sheep's gut. Mm. So modern violins and modern string instruments are made from metal strings. But these instruments, for example, it's made from sheep's gut, the strings, and it's got a really nice warm tone to it. But it's also kind of the perfectly sized orchestra for Vancouver, because it's hard for a city like the size of Vancouver to put on a full-size 20-person orchestra or opera. But something like 30-person chamber music, I think we're actually doing a really exceptional job, and it will be remembered for a long time to come.
Great. Well, Stephen, thanks for calling in and letting us know about Sankofa and about Early Music Vancouver, both things going on this weekend.
Yeah. Early Music Vancouver is more scattered. Early Music Vancouver was going on kind of last weekend and be doing events maybe next weekend and also late March. I would encourage everyone just Google EMV, a very, very quick initials, EMV, and just find out their show kind of schedule. But there's always cool stuff going on. The tickets are very cheap, and it's kind of a cool afternoon or evening thing to do if you've got one available, right? So there you go.
Totally. And that is earlymusic.bc.ca. You can find out, there are recordings of past performances there, and you can grab tickets for upcoming shows. Looks like there's one March 21st at St. Andrew's Wesley United Church. Thanks, Stephen.
No worries. Thank you so much.
And safe travels. It's CJSF correspondent Stephen Fan on his way to the airport, but still making time to tell us about Sankofa, the dance show going on at the Vancouver Playhouse this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. And just a check-in on Early Music Vancouver, which is definitely, as mentioned by Stephen, a cool thing to experience. You know, if you like music, it's great. And also, if you're into history, it's great. It's a nice meeting of the two. Okay, we're going to keep the show rolling. Usually we start with some local music. Obviously, we started with some talk about local music. But now we are going to get right back to tradition by Yesterday's Man from their self-titled record, which came out on the first day of this year. This is Coma. by Yesterday's Man. Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. You are you, and I'm glad you're here. You, before that, heard my conversation with Stephen Fan, talking about Early Music Vancouver and Sankofa, which is a dance performance happening at the Vancouver Playhouse this weekend. And now we are going to get to, well, I guess some more arts and culture coverage. A couple weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be able to attend the curator tour of a new exhibition at the Bill Reed Gallery. And I got to listen to the artist and the curators of the exhibit talk about the works of Kiliada Christian White, who is a master Haida carver. And beyond just the, you know, the beauty, I'm having a hard time putting into words the emotions that viewing his, just the works themselves, brings up. But the exhibit is a really a celebration of the artist himself, Kiliada Christian White, and his contributions to his community in Haida Gwaii, and to his preservation of culture, and also the way that through family and through apprenticeships, he's really revitalized his communities, the art scene, the art tradition, the Haida art tradition. So, we're going to hear my piece about that. Sure, right now. If you are intrigued, you can go visit this exhibition at the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art in Vancouver on Hornby Street all the way until February 1st, 2026. So no rush, but please get in there and see it, and hopefully this will help convince you. A new exhibition at the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art in Vancouver is celebrating the work of a master Haida artist and his outstanding contributions to his family, his community, and his culture. This is the featured artist, Kiliada Christian White.
Yeah, many of these pieces are inspired from stories that keep us tied to the lands and waters of our Haida Gwaii. And you can see the different techniques I've employed in my sculptures. It also shows the passing on of the knowledge and the culture to the next generation.
The retrospective exhibition, Kiliada Christian White, Master Haida Artist, spans the career of the renowned carver and multidisciplinary artist, ranging from stunningly detailed stone argillite sculptures and silver jewelry to cedar bentwood boxes and ceremonial masks.
It's a great feeling to be here in the Bill Reed Gallery and see all these pieces in the exhibition together. And, you know, it kind of shows the generations and the different decades, really, of my carving career, my art career. And also to kind of educate people that come here to see, I think they could view our community, our Haida community from Haida Gwaii, you know, through a lens here and be able to see, you know, just like our different movements that we've started through the years, you know, the revival of our arts and culture, our ceremonies, our connection with the ancestors. Each one of the parts of the exhibit show that, really. And the value that we place upon our work, you know, that we have created over the years.
The unifying theme running through the entire exhibition is one of family and community, as the exhibit tells the story of Kiliada Christian White's unwavering commitment to uplifting members of his family and community through apprenticeships, the revival and renewal of traditional artistic and cultural practices, and the transformation of his own craft from a commercial endeavor to make ends meet into the center of an artistic community that preserves, shares, and pushes Haida art into the future.
My name is Amelia Ray. I am the assistant curator here at the Bill Reed Gallery and the co-curator of this exhibition. This was really exciting and felt very natural. I grew up really closely with Christian's daughter. She's my best friend. And I grew up as a lead dancer in his dance group and spent a lot of time at his longhouse. So it kind of felt really right that we would put this on for him, and also like a lot of pressure because him and his family have just done so much for our community, so it felt really, it was a lot of pressure to be like, how can we honor him in the magnitude that he deserves. That was so important to us because that's how we know him. And, you know, all of the collectors and people who know his work know him as an argillite carver and somebody who's selling in galleries, but to Haida Gwaii, he's the person who does so much for our community and for the preservation of our Haida culture. And so it felt really important that we honor that and reflect that in this exhibition, because he's, you know, you think of Christian White and he's so much more than just Christian White. He's his family and his dedication to our people. And he said something at one of his potlatches in 2022 that he's doing this out of the love for his people. And I think that we tried to reflect that the best way that we could.
While Kiliata Christian White has been sharing his culture with the world by creating and selling sculptures and other art since he was a youth, he eventually realized that through his art, he could build and strengthen his community in Haida Gwaii, preserving and revitalizing his people's traditional culture and heritage.
But midway through my career, I realized that we don't have to sell everything. We could keep what we want. We could keep things for our own use and our own culture. And so I found a way to do it. Something that wasn't really even heard of. We were encouraged, back in the day, we were just encouraged to sell everything, to burn everything, to move on. But in a way, it was our culture that kind of saved us and saved my family. You know, we had nothing left. There was no fishing industry left. Logging was just devastating our islands. And so those weren't directions I wanted to go in. And so I was drawn to the arts. And now I encourage visitors to come to our islands, and what I encourage them to do is to take a picture, to go for a walk, to buy a piece of art, to support a living artist. So that's what I do, and I try to educate them.
This community-centric revitalization, helped by Kiliata Christian White's apprentices, has included a resurgence in the creation of one of the Haida's most iconic works.
You know, right now it's raising as many totem poles as we can on Haida Gwaii. There's a revival of that also. In 2017, I carved a totem pole. I had 8 apprentices, 4 female, 4 male. And then we carved a totem pole. It was standing as a tree December 1st or so. And then by June, it was standing as a totem pole. And I believe every one of those students really learned and gained a lot from that experience, as I did. And then I've seen a pole being raised in Haina, which is another ancient village. Another one was down in Kai'au or whatever, down in Windy Bay. So there's a revival of bringing totem poles back out onto the land, into the ancient village sites again. And so, you know, there was a big gap of 125 years of no totem poles being carved, and now it's been revived. And so there could be even a full-time carving in my community where I could have many apprentices, and I don't even have to do it all too. We have other master carvers, journeymen that can carry it about. And so I think we've started that revival, really.
Beyond creating new works and preserving traditional techniques and methods, Kiliata Christian White's teachings build and strengthen community and provide his apprentices with structure, purpose, and sometimes a lifeline.
Like, I've probably kept a few people out of prison. So, or, you know, from going into that line, you know, of, you know, just getting in trouble. And so I've been able to deter them from that lifestyle. But, you know, of course, it's up to them, too. So it's not a total foolproof, but it gives them an alternative. And, you know, there's some, you know, that have difficulties. You know, they might have a mild disability, or they could have other troubles in their lives. They need alternative type of education. Sometimes the school model is not the only model. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a different, more holistic type of model that they need, and then they can move back, you know, to the school system. They got to get that something out of their system, and they got to feel proud about themselves. And you know, it's worked well for me. And you know, some of them will move off to other specialties or other activities, other careers, but that's fine. They'll still have those tools, that knowledge behind them, and then that pride in the culture.
Kiliata Christian White's legacy is further cemented by the works of his apprentices, who have taken his traditional teachings and shaped a bold new future for Haida art.
Haida art is going in many directions. We have some artists working in Haida manga. We have artists that are working in filmmaking, graphic design, working in multi-graphic type of materials, you know, children's books, you know, incorporating the Haida language. And you also have a lot of people involved with the textiles. For the most part, I try to focus on the traditional parts first, and then once they're done with me, they could go any direction they want to go. And of course, you know, there's jewelry, there's weaving, you know, so there's many different directions we can go.
Kiliata Christian White, master Haida artist, runs until February 2026 at the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art in Vancouver. For CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wentzloff. This report is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and is available online with other stories from across the country at frequencynews.ca.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
My beloved relations, I stand here today, a voice for freedom, a call for healing. I prayed for freedom from the ancestral pain passed down through time. I ask for strength to forgive, to heal the scars, both yours and mine. I found freedom, my people, in the breath of our lands, in the strength of our spirit. But the battle ain't over, no, the shadows of colonialism, they still linger, hurting, taking, breaking, but we stand tall and broken. We are free, my relatives. We are free, my people. We are free.
I just want to be free. I just want to be free. I just want to be free. Creator, help me please. I just wanna be free. Free from my own feelings. Free from wounds that healing. Hurt more than wounds, you feel me? This therapy bringing me clarity. Cold brew in my bloodstream. Got fam who turned to dope fiends. Don't chase shots, I chase dreams. I just wanna be free. Free as one can be. Free from me versus me. All this that no one sees. Oh, creator, help me please. Don't bring me down to my knees. I just wanna be free. I just wanna be free.
Won't you set me free? Creator, please. Whoa. And make me be. Won't you set me free? Creator, please. Won't you set me free? Set me free. And make me be.
Going for free. I just wanna be seen. I just want you to feel what it feel like to be me. I got riders with me, they ride or die. Freedom riders make you feel alive. Send prayers up in prayer ties. My brown eyes tell no lies. Little baby boy, you worth it. Baby girl, you worth it. We make mistakes when the stakes are high. Ain't none of us here been perfect. Oh, creator, help me please. Don't bring me down to my knees. I just wanna be free. I just wanna be free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free.
Up with a passion. Sweat man told me, nah, come on, go and bless the world with your magic. My last song made the earth cry. For the first time I felt power. My rattle shake make the earthquake. Shouldn't have to die for my flies. I'm free to learn my language and pass that to my babies. Me, glitch, get your mother too. Please free yourself from these cages. Creator, help me please. Don't bring me down to my knees. I just wanna be free. I just wanna be free. Ancestors, wisdom, our guiding light. We see the wrongs, we're ready to fight. For our lands, our waters, our future bright. We're warriors, united,
with all of our might.
We're breaking free from the pain, seeing clear the cause of our chains. With the power of who we are, proud, strong, reaching far. We're rising, my family, beyond the scars, defending, protecting, healing our hearts. Together we're writing a new start. We are resilient. We are free. A people united forever will be. We are free, my people. We are free, my relations. We are free.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're now going to turn to a little bit of provincial BC content. We're heading up to, to some content from Smithers. Dan Messick attended the All Native Basketball Tournament, which celebrated its 65th birthday this week up in Prince Rupert, BC. Not only a sporting event, but a big cultural event, a touchstone of Northern culture, Northern BC. Across the country, I guess, but it happens a little bit further north than us. Anyway, we're going to hear Dan's report right now. Here it is.
You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the All-Native Basketball Tournament is celebrating its 65th birthday this week with another outstanding lineup of some of the best basketball teams in Western North America. After 65 years, it is one of the largest sporting events in British Columbia and the largest basketball tournament in Canada, bringing together hundreds of players from across Turtle Island to beautiful Prince Rupert on BC's north coast. But just ask anyone who is lucky enough to take in a few games, and it's clear that the